Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies, theological reflections, and occasional talks of the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend Mr. John Carrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the solemnity of the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. The readings are from Cycle B.
Your baby. the joys and apprehensions felt by new parents and by new graduates is, I think, similar to the emotions experienced by the disciples described in today's readings from Scripture. For a period of time after Jesus' death and resurrection, the apostles and disciples would encounter the risen Christ in unexpected places. In the upper room, on the seashore by Lake Tiberias, or on the road to Emmaus. But gradually, these encounters grew less frequent, until finally they stopped altogether. The apostles realized they were on their own. They couldn't run to Jesus and say, "What do we do now? What's on the agenda? Or where do we go next week to cure the sick and to proclaim the good news?" No, they had to go and figure it out for themselves. This is the meaning of the Feast of the Ascension. It marked the point in the mystery of Easter when the apostles realized that Jesus was now in the full embrace of God's love. Or as the readings put it, had been taken up to heaven. So while the disciples nor we are going to see him until the end of time, the ascension is not about loss. It's about the detonation of Christ's presence into all of creation. And this message to the disciples was also clear. Don't stand there staring at the sky. The ball is in your court now. And whether they knew it or not, the disciples were ready for the ball to be in their court. These past few weeks, over the 40 days at Easter, we've been hearing about the transformation of Jesus' followers from tentative, anxious, cowed men and women into persons who went out into the world like thunderbolts in their zeal to proclaim and witness to the good news. Well, follows our court now, too. The Feast of the Ascension reminds us each year that the apprenticeship is over. We are the witnesses now. And whether you feel firm and strong in your faith, or like so many, have more questions and doubts than answers, you and I are the ones chosen to make God's love known to each other. Not throughout Judea and Samaria, but here at the farm, and in Palo Alto, and in the Bay Area, and in the daily asceticism of our academic disciplines and professional lives. And when we bear witness with the vigor of these early disciples, these thunderbolts, we, like Jesus before us, will find ourselves more and more in the full embrace of God's love. This is the ascension.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, with our pianist, Albert Tommaso, and percussionist, Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.